The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Traditional organized religion has been on decline across the Western world for decades, but has social justice replaced organized religion as a source of meaning, purpose, community in people's lives? That's the question examined by our next guest in a new BBC documentary called The Church of Social Justice. Joining me now is Helen Lewis, staff writer with The Atlantic and presenter of The Spark on BBC Radio 4. Morning, Helen.
Good morning.
Helen, explain the thesis, social justice as religion.
Well, I was raised a Catholic and my parents are still in the Catholic Church, but I'm now an atheist. And when I was doing my book tour a couple of years ago, someone from a religious think tank said to me, do you think feminism, which is what my subject of my book was, in some ways replaced Catholicism in your life, replaced religion in your life? And I thought it was a really interesting question because it's often framed in a very dismissive way. If you spend any time online, then you will hear this kind of social justice, wokeness, it's just a religion. But I wanted to take it quite seriously because at least in Britain, where I live, the decline of religion was described by the Social Attitudes Survey as one of the most important trends of post-war history. I think you can see something similar in Ireland in the retreat of the Catholic Church from having so much control over the state and so much influence. And so you kind of want to ask yourself, what is taking that place in people's lives? And I mean that both at a personal level in terms of people looking for community and shared values and a sense of belonging, and also perhaps in some of the unpleasant things that we might associate with religion too, the ideas of kind of heretics, of sectarianism, of dogma that can't be questioned. And so I set out in the programme to say, you know, let's look at the good and the bad of this and see whether or not it's true.
Now, when people look at religion, there tends to be a couple of common answers provided by most religion to the big existential questions. The where do we go from? The where do we go to? The why are we here? The meaning element of our lives. Does social justice, does politics deliver on that?
Well, I don't think it can in quite the same way, because one of the great aspects of religion taken in the right way is the idea that final judgment is deferred. You never really know who the righteous are until, you know, the day of reckoning. And I think politics would probably be better if people were less sure about who was among the righteous and who was among the damned in this world, to be honest.
Is it mostly of the left and of the liberal side, or is it as equal on either sides of the political and social divide?
I think it's something that you see on both sides, but it comes out in different ways. So, you know, New Atheism was a very big intellectual movement in the 2000s. You saw books like The God Delusion by Richard Dawkins, God Is Not Great by Christopher Hitchens, and a huge flowering of what was seen as kind of rationalism, you know, a new rationalist enlightenment. And some of that was predicated on the idea that religion was superstition and woo-woo and not grounded in evidence and science, and it was something that truly enlightened people should move beyond. And I think that's something that I do definitely associate more with the left. So what I'm describing on the left is religious type behaviours, often by people who wouldn't describe themselves as religious or having a faith. On the right, I think you see something different, which is particularly in America, there is evangelicalism woven through particular right-wing movements. So I would say something like QAnon, or even, you know, a Trump rally has quite a lot in common with a kind of revivalist meeting, right, where everybody's doing chants together and there's a kind of sense of transcendence about it.
How much of it is fueled by or facilitated by social and modern media? Because one of the characteristics of religion and most religions is it's predicated on there being moments when everybody comes together and reinforces mutually their set of beliefs and their set of values. Is that now possible across a broader range of ideologies as a function of social media allowing people to get together?
That's such an interesting question, because I think there are two things at work. And the first one is, you know, if you go to your local church, in the same way that most of our activities 20 years ago, 30 years ago, were based around the people and the communities that we lived in, by definition, you're going to be exposed to a probably wider variety of people. Even if you live in a quite homogenous place, you're going to meet all sorts of people who live in the streets around you. And I think churches are no exception to that. It is much easier online and through social media to keep your references very tight, to only consume the media that already agrees with the views that you have, to only associate with people, you know, who have the same views as you. So there is a kind of innate possibility of polarization built into that, I think. At the same time, though, I think that when you look at some of the more, I would say, extravagant social justice excesses, some of the things that outsiders find completely incomprehensible. So I'm talking about the idea that, you know, when you go into a new setting, you might have to announce what your pronouns are. You know, say, I'm Helen Lewis, my pronouns are she, her, or they, them, or he, him, or whatever. That is something that's outsiders, they think, well, isn't it sort of obvious? Why do we all need to do that? But to my mind, it plays the same role as certain kind of religious formulations that show allegiance to a particular belief system. So, for example, the Muslim idea of saying, Muhammad, peace be upon him, you know, which shows that you are a believer in that and signals to other people where, you know, where you're coming from. And I think some of those things that from the outside can be quite hard to understand are best understood as expressions of values, communal expressions of values that say, hey, everybody here is on the same page.
Well, one of the things then you mentioned earlier on the word heretic, and when religions reach their peak saturation of a community, they tend to, with some exceptions, be fairly intolerant of those who remain outside the fold. Is the same true of social justice as religion?
I think it is. And there's very good and interesting research by two Americans called Jonathan Haidt and Greg Lukianoff, which is about the kind of sorting that has happened. Again, because of the way that, you know, social life has changed, that academia has become increasingly left wing. There are fewer conservative professors than there were 50 years ago, whereas something like the police has become more right wing. There are fewer, you know, lefties, because again, you know, people are much more mobile now than they were 50 or 100 years ago. So there is much more tendency for people to sort of self-sort. And I think that tends to be what you see in some industries, you know, in academia, in publishing, in some of these knowledge production industries, there is a kind of general feeling that everybody is kind of on the same page in political terms. It's not a kind of full spectrum. And, you know, the same thing, I live in Britain, which has a very right-wing press. So, you know, I don't know how many newspapers you could kind of turn up into in Britain and say, by the way, I'm a communist. Like, let's have an exciting thought about hearing my views and freedom of speech then. So I do think that has happened, that people have kind of drifted in one direction. So when you end up in a situation like that, it is often those very left-leaning industries where the left-wing view is dominant that then begin to feel that they can enforce prescriptions on people, which actually may not have majority support in the population.
I know it's a very broad question to ask, but the value judgment element of this, you mentioned Dawkins and his upsurge. One of the things that Dawkins made a cottage industry out of was blaming all of the world's wrongs on religion and rooting it at the centre of all evil. Is this a better situation or is it a straight swap?
I would say it's exactly the same, in the sense that what I feel, having looked at all of this, is that there are deep human tendencies and needs. And some of those are beautiful. You know, some of those are about the fact that we help each other naturally. You know, we can be very collective and collaborative, you know, are wonderful. And some of those are pretty horrible, like the tendency of people when they gain power to use that power to kind of oppress other people. And I think that religion is a conduit for those impulses, both good and bad, but other things can be conduits for it too. And that's, you know, but it's good. I think that's a challenge to religious people too, right? There are some people, I think maybe less so here, who'd say, because I'm religious, I'm a good person. And I'm very much of the opinion that I'm neutral on that. You know, I think you can be a good person as an atheist. I think you can be a good person as a religious person. I want to hear a bit more than I believe the right things before I will believe that you are, you know, you are righteous.
And when you looked into it, do you think it is possible to live without that vacuum being filled by something? Is it possible to be just objective and open, or do you always end up committing yourself to some set of ideology that satisfies your need to feel part of a community?
I think we do have an incredibly deep need to be part of a community. People are not loners. I think I felt this very strongly during the coronavirus pandemic, you know, when I was trapped in my house all the time, and even actually just leaving the house and seeing the existence of other people, even if I wasn't allowed to speak to them, became very important to me. I think we are, you know, we evolved over thousands and thousands of years as social animals. We only survived because we learned how to make connections with other people. That is the kind of natural unit of human society, is more than one person. So I do think that's there. And I don't, you know, I think there's nothing wrong with the idea of having other things. One of the people I spoke to, John McWhirter, who's a big critic of social justice, very, very tough on what he sees as these terrible impulses in people. You know, he said he absolutely loves going to see musical theatre. That's for him is like his church, because you all sit there in the dark and this amazing spectacle happens and you're connected to other people. You're all laughing together and crying together and applauding together. And you feel this deep transcendental sense of, you know, something that you couldn't get from everyday life. And I think that's something to think about. If we're not going to church, what are we going to end up going to that's like church but isn't church? And are those things, you know, are they good and are they built in resilient, helpful ways?
Helen, thank you very much for taking the time to come on this morning. That's Helen Lewis, staff writer from The Atlantic and presenter of The Spark on BBC Radio 4. And Helen's documentary, The Church of Social Justice, is available to listen to now on the BBC website and all good streaming platforms.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.